Busy day in Washington.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. If you thought politicians in Washington aren't earning their keep, you can rest assured they're at least working. Day two of congressional testimony by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke. He's likely to face more tough questions about the central bank's actions to rescue the economy and the ability to take on even more. This evening, President Obama will likely talk a lot about health care when he has a primetime news conference. It could be a tough go of it on the Hill for health care this month. Some in Congress don't want to rush through such a complex and costly bill. A common practice for resolving consumer disputes is up in the air this week. A report this morning says two of the firms that provide arbitration for credit card and cell phone companies say they'll stop taking cases after a lawsuit accused one firm of wrongdoing. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on that.
When you sign up for a credit card or a cell phone, you may waive your right to go to court. Instead, a third party rules on any debt disputes. Last week, Minnesota Attorney General Lori Swanson sued one provider of these services, the National Arbitration Forum. Swanson accused the company of hiding its financial ties to collection agencies and credit card companies. The company settled and agreed to stop taking consumer collection cases starting this Friday. News reports say another firm, the American Arbitration Association, will follow suit until new guidelines are established. Arbitration proponents say it's less expensive and time-consuming than going to court, but critics say the process is unfairly stacked against consumers. One study of National Arbitration Forum cases found that businesses won 94% of the time. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Stocks today, a few hiccups. European shares mostly lower right now. Asian markets were mixed today. The Nikkei up, Hang Seng down. The Chinese benchmark was up, shot up 2.5% today, as a matter of fact. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ added about a third of a percent, while the Dow closed up at 89.15. We got earnings from Apple after markets closed. Net profits up 13% in the third quarter. A lot of Macs and a lot of iPhones. Whirlpool profits, however, are in the rinse cycle. Second quarter demand washed away 33% of its previous take. Morgan Stanley reports second quarter earnings today. Last week, we heard from Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase. They both reported big profits, but the news may not be so good for Morgan Stanley. Alisa Roth explains why.
Analysts expect Morgan Stanley to report that it lost more than $500 million last quarter. So why has it done so badly when its competitors have done so well? Mark Lane follows the banks for the investment firm William Blair. He says Goldman and others went back to an old model, making risky bets on the markets. Morgan Stanley took a more conservative approach, and it's paying for it.
They pulled back from there, so they're not generating the same type of revenue and earnings growth from trading that some of the other firms are.
Lane says Morgan Stanley's also likely to get whacked by its commercial real estate business. It carries a lot of mortgages on its books, and many of those borrowers aren't paying interest on those loans. But analysts say things will improve for Morgan Stanley, and investors think so too. The company's stock rose 25% last quarter. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
Okay, admit it. You've probably snuck in a check of Facebook or Twitter while on the job. That is, if your job even allows the site to come up. If they do, it could mean they're more susceptible to cyber attacks. Security software company Sophos says one quarter of businesses have been affected by spam, phishing, or malware attacks through social networking sites. But half of the companies surveyed either block or restrict access to many of those supposed friend websites.
American Public Media presents After the Bell, a weekly podcast that makes sense of the week in business and the economy, available at marketplace.org.
Much of Asia was dark for a few minutes today thanks to a solar eclipse. In India, some people experienced the sun totally blocked out. It's a business culture in India that pays particular attention to celestial happenings, as Raymond Thibodeau reports from New Delhi.
Hindu mythology explains the eclipse like this. two mischievous demons swallow the sun, blotting out the light and causing all kinds of mayhem. Eclipses aren't seen as good news in India, where CEOs commonly consult the cosmos before making important business decisions.
Basically, when the solar eclipse happens, there is a very low level of energy in the universe.
Saurabh Vatsa is a chief executive at Ozone Networks, which connects Wi-Fi systems across India. How's that energy linked to the daily grind of business?
Some people don't understand the significance, but to tell you the truth, this is how it works. At the end of the day, business is all about vibrations and it's all about proliferation. Proliferation requires energy.
Vatsa plans to counteract all that low-level energy caused by the eclipse by chanting mantras. He says that should ratchet up the universe's energy level by a notch or two. One business that thrives on the eclipse is astrology. Naveen Khanna is one of India's top astrologers. His predictions appear daily in India's Mail Today newspaper. His advice?
Business decisions should be postponed. Important signing of documents, important contracts should not be made today, because if the foundation is not right, the whole building will tremble in the future. It's better to be safe than sorry.
And millions of Hindus seem to agree. Temples are reporting a sharp rise in traffic as devotees stop by to offer prayers. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Finally, next time you put a resume together, better use spell check or get another set of eyes to glance at your work. According to a new survey, 3 out of 4 executives say a typo or a mistake on a resume would disqualify a job applicant. The poll was done on behalf of the staffing firm Account Temps. A spokesman for the firm says a potential boss might assume that if you make mistakes on your resume, you'll likely make some mistakes on the job. Hey, check us out at our website. Tell us about your job search, or if you have a job, that you like it so much that you won't be looking for a new job anytime soon. It's marketplace.org. Our scratch pad with online host and blogger Scott Jagow is there as well, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.